You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thank you, Amy. Yes, looking forward to that. Okay, now before we get to Two Buck Chuck, just checking that he's the one that's in the studio. G'day, Jimmy and Spud. Adam Fanua Blake, pick him. Cheers, the Spring Farm Eagle. Oh, I don't think he's eligible, is he? So he's played for New Zealand back in 2017, so not available. Not available on that one, but Spring Farm Eagle, we take your point on that one. Good afternoon, Jimmy. I'm a Gen Xer. Grew up in times when kids weren't soft. Oh. Here we go. Roaring hot metal slides, playing touch footy on the street, walking yourself to school at age six. You get the gist. So, Michael. Oh, Michael's our tough guy. So, thank you, Michael, for that. But I do seem to get the gist. Thank you very much. Right, let's go to this.
Time for What's Training with Coach K.
Ah, that's why I'm going to have to pull you up on that one. It is actually not Coach K. It is Two Buck Chuck. It's not H, who I described it as earlier. But you are, of course, the Gen Zer that we were referring to a little bit earlier. Hey, we've got our talk topic for today, too. A big thank you to H, our man Harry,
yes,
who sent in all these chocolates for me.
Just for you.
Well, I've shared.
I won't lie, I've sneaked a couple in.
You're good. Good. But what our talk topic on the back of that was, when an old dog teaches us new tricks.
Yep.
You came up with it and you described Harry as the old dog. So yeah, I'm just stepping away from that.
I didn't want to. Yeah, you know, so apologies, H.
Yeah, you know what we mean, H. You know what we mean. So I'm gonna throw two at you.
Yeah.
Okay. 38-year-old Bob Dutchie Holland. Plays against the West Indies in the fifth test in 1984-85. He takes 10 for the match. They had no idea what he was doing with those ones out of the back of the hand. And he was 38 years of age at the time. Arthur Beetson, appropriately, game one, State of Origin. The 35-year-old leads out Queensland and they have a famous victory. That is when the old dog taught us some new tricks. 1300 01 1170. The text line 0457 736 736. You got one?
Yeah. The one that came to mind was the 2015 AFL Grand Final.
Right.
This was between Hawthorn and the West Coast Eagles, and it was the first quarter. Shannon Hearn, the skipper, who was a little bit younger for West Coast, misses a shot from straight in front, about 40 metres out, but he misses that. And then Luke Hodge, the Hawthorn skipper, goes down the other end, kicks a banana goal from the pocket to kick the goal.
Old dog.
So owning the trick. Other captain, yeah.
Yes, I like that. Well done. It's an AFL reference.
It is AFL,
You need to be careful with that here. You're saying, how many goals did you kick on the weekend?
I kicked two on the weekend.
Okay, how many are you going to kick this week?
I'm going to kick four this weekend.
I like it.
Yeah, going to kick four.
Yeah, yep. I like it.
Got to always improve.
Exactly. Yep. Searching for it. Are Coach K and Mary K related? Husband and wife, perhaps. No, they're not, but thank you. That's a good thought there, 461. Righto. What do you got? What's trending?
Okay, so the first one. Here's a content warning. Can you press the button, please? Content warning, 18 plus.
Hang
you
on,
must be 18 plus to listen to
hang
this.
On. So if we've got anyone under 18, what are they called? Just under 18s.
Kids. Right.
This day and age, they're called kids, are they? Yeah. All right, so here we go. This is...
Warning. Content warning.
So if you're driving along in the car and you've got the little kiddies there with you, just turn it down or you might have a long explanation.
Just tell them to block their ears.
Okay. Block their ears. Okay, so what do we got?
So this is from the NBA. So this caused a bit of a stir. Josh Hart, who plays for the New York Knicks, tweeted this on May 31st. Oh, my computer's just frozen. Hold on.
Oh,
he tweeted out,
very, very gentle.
Have y'all ever tasted y'all significant other's breast milk?
Oh, hang on.
Asking for a friend.
On. What? This is what? Where are you dragging this program? We have worked over a number of years to build up a reputation. and you are dragging it down straight away.
Well, this is trending because this got 26.7 million views on Twitter, and it had
that means it's right then.
But it just got media world in a frenzy.
Right.
So this is what Stephen A. Smith, who's one of my favourite sports commentators, is what he said on the issue.
Let me guess. I don't know. But I'm gonna say he's looking down the barrel of the camera.
Yes.
And he's speaking loudly in a very animated fashion. I'm going to guess that. There's a guess.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah.
Hang on. Here we go. Let's see how I go with that.
I've never been inclined to taste breast milk. I like breast. You don't have to be a baby to like breast. Matter of fact, one could easily argue there are adults who like breast more than babies. However, breast milk is a different matter. He asked that question. I'm like, damn, Josh. What the hell? And then I started laughing.
What have you done to this program? What? Coach K would never have done that.
No, I've taken the afternoon's program to new and exciting areas.
Okay, all right. What other new and exciting areas would you like Chuck to take the program to this afternoon?
Text in, tweet at me.
Yeah,
tweet. Charlie_goodsir19.
There we go.
Tweet at me.
Okay. Have you got anything else, or you just got something? You've given us something out of the basketball world.
Yep.
What was the other one? The AFL was your example.
Yeah. Tennis. Now the French Open. Do you like the French Open? I think the French Open cops a bad rap.
Why?
I just think because people see the clay, they think it's hard. It's boring. I think it's one of the best tournaments in the world. I think it's very unique, the fact that they still play on clay.
Yes.
I think it's probably the hardest one to win, I would say.
There was that, and I'd have to check now, because there's a similarity between the surfaces of the Aussie Open and the US Open. Obviously, grass very different at Wimbledon, but clay, the European part of the ATP is so strong, they basically say you can't be number one in the world unless you have a proficient clay game.
Mm.
Because they play so many tournaments on the clay over there in Europe.
Yeah. So, yeah, Taylor Fritz, he played the last remaining Frenchman, Arthur Rinderneck. Won in four sets, but he was getting abused by the crowd a lot, Taylor Fritz, because,
he's the highest rated American.
Yep. And so, yeah, he just copped it left, right, and center. And when he won, he was holding everything in. Then when he won, he just exploded, was shushing the crowd, telling them, can't hear. Lift the noise up now
is
and really
right?
being animated. And it's caused a lot of, I think, debate online whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing. I know Brooksy, the Run Home producer here at SEN, he's a big fan of it. I'm a big fan of it. I think it adds theatre to sport. I think it, kind of excites that rivalry, ignites that rivalry in all of us. But a lot of people saying it's very disrespectful.
Okay. Which people? Who's saying that?
People on Twitter.
Oh, God.
Well, I think it's a debate. There's one camp who says it's good, one camp who says it's disrespectful. What do you think?
I'm in your camp.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think every sane person should be in our camp.
Think about all the other insane people across social media. Think about this when you go home after that game. You've had an experience, right?
Yeah.
You got so upset with that player, and then you come home and you go, why was I upset with him? Well, he just won and he annoyed me. So what?
It's like my relationship with Jimmy Butler.
But and the point of it is you got moved. It wasn't just I went and walked down the street and nothing happened. Something happened. So it's a memorable part of your life. And I love that. Every story needs a villain.
Yeah, completely agree with you on that one. And just to finish off the best What's Trending segment there's ever been in this program. Isabel Kelly has given an update from a hospital.
She said,
feeling very overwhelmed with all the love I've received. Thank you to all who have contacted myself, my family. Still in ICU at hospital, surrounded by the most amazing staff at Westmead. Been a scary 12 hours, but hopefully to head home tomorrow. She's also just gone on to say that she's feeling a lot better and she'll be okay.
Okay, that was distressing. So she was struggling for air. You know, you get that. It's like getting winded when you're already out of breath. She was struck in the throat. Be interesting to see the impact on her voice, because that's how Darren Lockyer, Dave Barnhill, Gary Larson, they all had hits to the larynx. 554 has said this. Tubuck?
You're listening.
This could be the best segment you boys have ever come up with. So he's very much in your camp on that one.
Thank you.
There we go. Here we go. Gibbering Jimmy. Now we are, mate, are you meeting me at the Tedesco Inn for an ale? I didn't know we were mates, Adam, from Camden. But anyway, I have been to the Tedesco Inn and had an ale there. Yes, that was the Plough and Harrow, I think it was renamed, the Tedesco Inn. Well done, $2 Chuck. Interesting. Took us to different areas. We've got to get to the break. Oh, we're going to get to the break for SENZ. We're going to be 3 minutes late for SENZ. Uh-oh.